USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Senior U.S. intelligence officials say Fort McNair, an Army airbase in Washington, D.C., and the Army's vice chief of staff have been subjects to threats by Iran. They say communications intercepted by the NSA show that Iran's Revolutionary Guard discussed mounting attacks against the base, killing General Joseph Martin, and infiltrating the base. The Army has been pushing for more security around Fort McNair due to the threats, but city leaders have opposed plans to add a buffer zone in the Washington Channel. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is meeting with senior Afghan government officials, including President Ashraf Ghani, in Kabul. Austin arrived Sunday, his first trip to Afghanistan as Pentagon chief. President Joe Biden told ABC News last week that it will be tough for the U.S. to meet a May 1st deadline to withdraw troops from Afghanistan. The date was agreed to by former President Donald Trump's administration and the Taliban. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation.
Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns.
And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341.
Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off.
888-910-0341 or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Miami Beach is cracking down on heavy crowds during spring break.
Police used pepper balls on spring break partiers as they worked to enforce a newly imposed curfew. It was brought on by Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber due to the pandemic. He said they had to do something because the crowds were so large.
At night, there is no question that it becomes a place that feels a little bit out of control or a lot out of control.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Federal prosecutors say 24 additional people have been charged in an ongoing probe into voter fraud, including two from Mexico who were accused of illegally voting in the 2016 presidential election. In a list of defendants obtained by the Epoch Times, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of North Carolina identifies both as aliens. A slew of other defendants from 15 countries were charged with falsely claiming citizenship in order to register to vote. They face jail time and fines of up to $350,000 if convicted. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The CDC reports that 124 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered in the U.S. A doctor says 200 million people vaccinated in President Biden's first 100 days in office is achievable.
President Biden earlier this week adjusted his goals for vaccination against COVID in his first 100 days in office. His initial goal of 100 million shots was reached this week, with the president telling reporters on Friday that the U.S. may be able to double that. Dr. Celine Gounder, the infectious disease expert and epidemiologist, tells CNN that vaccination efforts have ramped up to the point that reaching 200 million shots in the next 50 days is possible.
They've now hit 2 to 3 million shots in arms per day on average. And the fact that we've already hit essentially 100 million doses in arms in the first half of that 100 days, I think we really can do this. 1 in 4 Americans has now received at least one dose of vaccine. 1 in 8 Americans has been fully vaccinated. So, you know, I think that's really a testament to all of the hard work that's been done to dramatically scale up vaccination.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
New analysis shows that states such as South Carolina, Florida, and Missouri that raced ahead of others to offer the vaccine to large groups of people have vaccinated smaller shares of their population than those that moved more slowly and methodically, such as Hawaii and Connecticut. Currently, there are about 32 million doses in stock. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.